listening to Ta Win's songs and especially hearing her very American story makes me realize how our peculiar national histories are so deeply embedded in our popular music. Take the Blind Boys of Alabama.
If I can help.
They're a gospel music group that started at a segregated Alabama school for blind black kids in 1939. They remain, 69 years later, a gospel music institution. But like most institutions that last that long, they adapt and evolve. And for their new album, the band took a short trip west to New Orleans looking for a new take on some classic spirituals. The new album is called simply Down in New Orleans, and on it they collaborate with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band and Alan Toussaint, among other New Orleans figures. Joining us today is Jimmy Carter, the one original member of the group. Jimmy, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here, my friend.
Now, were you upset 30 years ago when that other Jimmy Carter got famous?
No, I wasn't upset. I've met him. I've talked with him. So we made an agreement that we're gonna get along good together.
How old were you when you started singing with the Blind Boys?
Well, I went to school when I was 7 years old. I guess I was around 12 or 13 when I started.
Yeah. And so did you leave school to go on the road, or did you go to school and go on the road?
We all left school and went on the road.
Well, tell me about the school where you met. What was that?
Well, it was a school for the blind. You know, this school was funded by the state of Alabama. And the blind children came to this school to get an education.
And presumably it was segregated in for black kids only.
Oh, of course, yeah. And we got to the school and we met up and started singing together. Our influence was the Golden Gate Quartet.
Mm-hmm.
And so we said, well, if they can make a living at it, maybe we can too.
On this record, you're working with local New Orleans artists. What did you have to do to adapt to their particular style?
All we had to do was listen to it. We are professional musicians, and it didn't take long for us to adjust to them. Now, they had to do some adjusting to us also.
Yeah.
But we had a good camaraderie together, so it didn't take long.
You'd obviously heard what people used to call Dixieland.
That's right. Exactly. Dixieland, that's right. We just hadn't had a Dixieland band behind us.
Right.
But we had heard Dixieland music all the time.
Yeah. Just two states over from Alabama.
There you go. Well, you know, we told them that the Blind Boys are not able to help you build your house physically with a hammer and a nail, but we can bring hope back to you with our music. So that's what we tried to do.
Well, let's listen to some music. Let's begin with the song Free at Last.
Free at Last. You know, that's Martin Luther King ended his great speech with those lines.
Yep, 45 years ago.
That's right. So
last
we,
month.
We trying to hold up the banner.
Let's listen. Yeah.
Dynamite.
Hey, but I'm feeling it. Thank God. Are you free? Are you free? I wonder, are you free? Let me tell you, I wanna get a witness. I wanna get a witness. Can I get a witness? Are you free? Don't you wanna be free? Don't you wanna be free? I feel good right now. Are you free?
I'm free at last.
Do you want to be free?
I'm free at last.
I stop by to tell you.
I'm free at last.
All you got to do.
I'm free at last.
All you got to do.
I'm free at last.
Just reach out.
I'm free at last.
Just reach out.
I'm free at last.
Let Jesus take your hand.
I'm free at last.
You can be free.
I'm free at last.
You can be free.
That was the Blind Boys of Alabama performing Free at Last live in our studio. Jimmy, now you are going on 80, but you're
I ain't going on 80 now.
You're 70, you're 70-something.
That's true, yeah.
You're not afraid at this age to try new things.
Times change. We have to change.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to try to please everybody. God has given us a gift. We can sing to anybody. We can sing to any people, but like I say, you have to change with the times. So
yeah,
we're not afraid to try new stuff.
On your album Higher Ground, you adapted songs by Stevie Wonder and Curtis Mayfield. Is there a formula you have for turning rock and roll and pop into gospel?
Yes, it is. When you listen to the song, now sometimes you have to change maybe just a three or four words out of the original song and make it into a gospel song. Now, we had to change some words on Higher Ground to make it into a gospel
really?
Song.
What were the words you had to change?
Well, he was saying about loving, and we say praying, you know,
uh-huh.
and all that.
Well, and to that point, how do you feel about your audience becoming, I assume, over the years, less religious and more secular?
Well, I don't have any control over that. Only thing we can do, we're trying to plant a seed to touch people's lives,
mm-hmm.
let them know that Christ is still alive, that there's hope in him. And all we can do is throw the seeds out and hope that they will catch on. Now, we have had people to come to us and say that we have touched their lives. And that's what we're all about, making people feel something they've never felt before.
And whether the ground you throw those seeds on is fertile and rich or more like a desert, you'll throw the seeds out anyway.
I'll throw the seeds out anyway. Hopefully they'll catch.
When your career was getting started in the 40s, was there anything else you thought about doing with your life other than singing?
Never did. Well, okay, I was born blind.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom raised six boys, no girls, and everybody could see except me. And so I used to ask God, why did you take my sight? You know, why did you? But I realize now why he did. If I had been able to see, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew that he had a purpose in my life, and this is what it is.
Because you think if you could have seen, you probably would have ended up having some more ordinary job.
I got a 9-to-5, yeah.
Yeah, and you'd be retired, probably.
I'd be retired by now, yeah.
I'd love you to play us out with one more song. I understand you're going to do Amazing Grace?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Well, it was grace that taught my heart to feel and pray. My fear relieved. How precious did all that grace appear for the hour I first believed. Yeah, amazing grace, how sweet.
Blind Boy's new album is called Down in New Orleans. They are on tour right now. To find out more about them and to hear a bonus track recorded live in our studio, go to studio360.org. Coming up, God is still in the details. We trace the science-religion debate back to the 1600s. And a pioneering thinker who straddled both worlds.
For Brown, the act of scientific inquiry is an act of worship. It's an act of adoration.
That's ahead in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International. Stay with us.